Thank you and good morning. A happy new year to you all. It was an eventful year in Humboldt County, a year that didn't lack for extraordinary news, and we take a few minutes on this first day of 2016 to look back at some of the stories that captured the headlines. There were plenty of ugly stories to report upon, 28 traffic fatalities, dozens of suicides, and 15 homicides made for sobering news throughout the year. In the past 3 years, almost four dozen murders have been committed in Humboldt County. The bulk of those are in some way connected to illegal drug activity. California has endured four consecutive years of drought, and a little rain for a month isn't going to change much. But Humboldt and Del Norte counties have been spared the most severe impacts of drought, as we have gotten normal amounts of rainfall, particularly in December. The National Weather Service reports that this December's rainfall total is the third highest in history. Humboldt County received 14.5 inches of rain, and it rained on 28 of the 31 days of the month. Old-timers will tell you that's normal. After three relatively dry winters and three warm and sunny summers, 28 days of rain can still be a shock to the system. Weather had nothing to do with late-year internet and cell phone outages, however. They were solely due to human activity. Twice in the span of 6 weeks, from November into December, AT&T internet and cell phone service was interrupted, leaving residents, businesses, and government offices without service. AT&T has promised to increase redundancy to reduce the impacts of future interruptions to service. The city of Eureka continues its efforts to remove homeless encampments from areas along the waterfront and behind the Bayshore Mall. Police and public works personnel conducted several sweeps aimed at removing temporary encampments from the Greenbelt areas, and the city council is working on city ordinances to further regulate camping on city property. Homeless advocates have pushed back and accused city leaders of harassing a powerless population who do not have the resources to defend themselves. Measure Z was approved by voters and went into effect in this past year, and that allowed for the purchase of much-needed safety equipment for rural volunteer fire departments. Measure Z revenue was also used to expand the sheriff's office presence in underserved areas of the county. The county secured $20 million in funding to expand the county jail with a new transitional housing facility that will be built in the coming years. It will hold offices for probation, mental health services, office space, and the SWAP program, along with 40 beds for inmates. The Harbor Commission is working on expanding aquaculture on Humboldt Bay, and it took a giant leap forward with the removal of toxic liquors from the old Samoa pulp mill site. The news wasn't all serious and dark, however. Masala, the red panda, who escaped from the zoo and remained free for 3 days in November, was recovered safely and returned to the zoo safe and sound. More than 70 volunteers joined the search for the little red panda. Those are just some of the news stories that captured the headlines in 2015. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There are plenty of people who work on holidays, and the bulk of them work in emergency services. Hospitals, fire departments, ambulance crews, and police departments are agencies that never close, and that means plenty of people sacrifice holidays for work. CHP Public Information Officer Cy May discussed the CHP's maximum enforcement periods, which are implemented over holidays throughout the year. The focus is on safety and coverage of roadways to assist motorists and deal with impaired and dangerous drivers. In addition to the CHP, local law enforcement agencies ramp up DUI enforcement efforts as well.
The more officers we have available, the better. So if something big happens, we can all come together and deal with it. So if there's only one or two guys out there, that could be an issue. So regardless of how we're doing it, if there are more of us out there, it's better for everybody.
May said that the maximum enforcement periods are all hands on deck. If more officers are needed, then they will be on duty.
Well, we've got enough guys, and we're going to put them out there. So we've got our regular shifts that we work, and they overlap a little bit. One shift will be going off, another one will be coming on, and it's just maximum put into that. But if something big, again, something big happens, and we need some guys to hold over, yeah, absolutely.
You can hear the entire interview with Cy May by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this first day of 2016. A happy new year to you all. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.